the pastor of the church that I associated myself with when in Jerusalem, Kehilah HaRishalayim, the assembly at Jerusalem, is Pastor Menno Kalashir. And Menno, it's great to be able to talk to you on this special time of the year. Menno, I know that the church that you pastor was for many years located right on the edge of the shepherd's fields there in the little town of Bethlehem. And indeed, you had an opportunity to be there when you would do your Christmas message to the church. That was unique. And in fact, that you were that close to where Christ had been born, and that's where you were worshiping. That was a great experience, wasn't it?
It is, because when we were in Ramat Rachel, and you know that Jesus was born in Migdal Eder, that means the Tower of the Flock, that was less than a mile. Basically, you read from the verse and you tell the people, here, just you lift up your hand and tell them, just look straight forward. And they see, they simply see. It's like as if you give the lesson on the place it was happening. And, you know, it's great. You raise up a generation that they are such a minority among their nation. And every time you tell the people, I believe in Jesus, they think that you are the enemy of the nation. So when you teach your children reading the Word of God and then take them 5 minutes away from it to say, that's where it happened. You see, Jesus walked here. That's how it looks. So you have the Bible, you have the geography. It helps. It really helps to install the faith into the heart.
I sometimes, Menno, stop to think, wow, those shepherd's fields, just rocky fields there at the edge of the city of Jerusalem as you go into the little town of Bethlehem. I think about Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago, a very small community on the hillside there. And for, except for the reason that Micah 5:2 says it'll be in Bethlehem Ephratah, there was no other reason to select that site to have the birth of Christ, the Messiah, God-man, Emmanuel, come into our world. God had his plan. It was unfolded there at that spot, wasn't it?
Well, Jimmy, it's so correct. And why did God take it? Because that's the way the principle of God works. Give me nothing, and I will make of it everything.
In your thinking today, and you've ministered, I know you've taken some of your church members, you've gone into Bethlehem ministering among the residents, and most of them, about 85% of them, of the Muslim faith. But it's not like it was even at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ, and it's not that city of peace that many want to say that's where the Prince of Peace came to be born. It's not that city of peace, is it?
No, absolutely not. Before the PLO took possession, after the PLO took possession. When Israel was there controlling the area, about 85 to 90% of the city were Christians. You may say, no, Christians. Okay, but still, people who say they are Christians. After the PLO, the Palestinian Authority received the place, Muslims basically really persecuted everything which is not Muslim, which is only Christian. That means Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, whatever. And now maybe 15% are Christians, maybe.
They've been driven out. They've been driven away from the city of peace.
That's correct. They went to other places in the Middle East just to be away from the pressure, from the persecution. And part of it was really very hard, really murdering people, attacking people. It was not just verbal situations.
And yet each Christmas Eve, Christian pilgrims from all over the world gather there at the Nativity Square before the Church of the Nativity. They'll sing the Christmas carols. They'll wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. And for just a short period of time, there may be some semblance of peace as they remember the birth of the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And I can imagine that when you and your people have gone in for ministry, outreach, trying to evangelize, you've been able to use the location. This is Bethlehem. This is where the Messiah came from. This is where Jesus Christ was born. You've been able to use that to communicate the gospel, haven't you?
Of course. I mean, it's a tool God gives you. You better use it.
But now we go to the city of Jerusalem, And having lived there for a number of years myself, I can tell you at Christmas time, there's not many signs that would help us to recognize the season of the year. And Menno, talk to me just for a few moments about Jerusalem. Was I right? There are not many signs of Christmas, if any, in the city of Jerusalem.
You're absolutely right. Usually Christmas comes a few days, or it is in the same time of Hanukkah. So if the municipality wants to decorate the city, it will be with candelabras all around the city. But absolutely no sign whatsoever of what you may call Christmas. Nothing whatsoever like that. But if you want to speak generally, simply nothing. But as you said, being a pastor, you cannot ignore it. And you have to understand it and celebrate it in a way that will be totally biblical and not commercial.
Now, you'll be doing that with your congregation there at the church. But what about the community, the city of Jerusalem itself? Is there any interest today in the first coming of the Messiah? Anybody at all, the Jewish people, do they even discuss it, mention it at all?
No, and the reason they do so is only because evangelism, that we are right now in the middle of it. And that goes through all the year, not only on December 25th.
They're reaching out at this season of the year for the reason behind the season, the person of Jesus Christ. Well, I mentioned there are not many signs, in fact, maybe no signs for the first coming of Jesus Christ. But with the situation as it is and the way everything's happening in the Middle East, would you not agree, Menno, that the Bible is giving us indicators that we are living in the time, according to the prophetic scenario laid out in God's Word, that would welcome back Jesus Christ, the Messiah, for a second time?
Absolutely, Jimmy. See what happened in the Middle East. In the last 2 years, most of the leaders of our area have been changed, and not naturally. And it's as if God is looking at a set table where all the tools and the glasses and the plates are and the food are on the table, and he pulls the table cover just like this and make a mess in order to rearrange it to the new phase where I'm sure all believers will be in awe how God is going to reset the table to fit the next prophecies to come.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jerusalem is right on the edge of the little town of Bethlehem. In fact, their two borders come together. Within 3 miles, you can go from the Shepherd's Fields to the Temple Mount, where the temple once stood, where the sacrificial lambs would be taken for sacrifice there from the Shepherd's Fields. And we were so close to the location when living in Jerusalem and the church there in Jerusalem, so close to the place of the cradle where Christ would have come. Indeed, he came, though, to Jerusalem for that cross, buried after death on that cross, 3 days later comes back to life. And that would indicate that the cradle and the cross are very close in proximity geographically. But Jerusalem is the location where the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return one day. Would you agree, Menno?
Well, Jimmy, so far, exactly what the Bible says. So what am I to say unless saying amen?
Amen. That's all you can say. Well, do me a favor, my dear friend. Would you please wish them a very merry, merry, blessed Christmas for us here, and indeed to you and your family and all those who are a part of the outreach ministry there of the church in Jerusalem.
Absolutely. And even in Hebrew, Chag Molad Sameach. May God bless you. Have a blessed Christmas. And I wish that God will take us to see his face today.
Menno Kalish here, a special friend of us. And we are so excited about being able to talk to him on this special edition of Prophecy Today, a Christmas special. Menno, thank you so very much for joining us, and we look forward to another conversation down the way.
Well, thank you. May God bless you.